This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. When you thumb through the liner notes of Jan Leszewski's new Schumann recording, one of the first things you're going to notice is a casual photo of this 21-year-old Polish-born Canadian pianist towering over conductor Antonio Pappano.
It is an adorable photo, and I like that we're both somewhat sweaty and really in the moment. This was after a concert that we had played in Brussels, and this is the happiness and also the relief, in a way, is all captured in that one moment.
And that, in a nutshell, describes how this new recording of Schumann's Piano Concerto in A minor and three of his rarely heard piano gems came to be. It's not just about Schumann's music. It's more about the collaborative spirit Jan experienced with Maestro Pappano and the Orchestra of St. Cecilia.
Perhaps it's a bit unusual to start thinking of a recording in that way, but we had played the Schumann Concerto together at quite a few occasions in different environments, and I felt a particular connection with Maestro Pappano and also in particular with his orchestra for this music. I felt as though they understood it. Now, the next question would be why I recorded Schumann with Schumann and not Schumann with, for example, Grieg. Firstly, I like recording CDs that are complete, CDs that somehow I would buy. Of course, the Schumann small pieces for piano and orchestra, I think, are incredible works and are very rarely performed and even more rarely recorded. In fact, for one of them, it was the first time ever that it was recorded on Deutsche Grammophon. So that's how the CD came into being.
Schumann's Opus 134, the introduction and concert allegro, that's the work being recorded here for the very first time. Jan says it's technically challenging, and it keeps evolving and changing, so the overall concept is a little hard to grasp.
Perhaps we can once again go back into history and see that Schumann was insane, actually. Around this time, he tried to take his own life and eventually committed himself to a mental institution. This whole time, I think he was in turmoil, and you feel that emotion in this work. It's searching, it's yearning. There's everything from the love for his wife, for Clara, to the despair that led him to try to take his own life.
It was Clara Schumann who often encouraged her husband to persevere, and Jan says that's true of the Piano Concerto in A minor as well.
Had it not been for Clara, his wife, I don't think he would have finished the concerto. It was already accepted for publishing with the first movement. It was all done. Then a few years later, finally, Clara managed to convince him to finish it, or to add the second and third movements. Though, one thing that you do notice is at the end of the first movement, I think it should be allowed that audiences can applaud, because it was written to be the ending, and you feel that. You feel the culmination of an entire movement, and without applause, it's a little bit deflating.
So did you have applause after any of your performances?
It's always refreshing when it happens. That's a true compliment, and also, I think, a release of the energy that has accumulated. It really allows us, me and the orchestra, to restart in the second movement, to start anew and not to try to contain the energy ourselves.
And later, Jan Leszewski offers us a little palate cleanser to close out the recording.
This small work, which is called Dreaming, has a lot of space for the mind to rest after this very turbulent and dramatic adventure. It's a small token of appreciation, one can say.
Presented in a very beautiful recording featuring Jan Leszewski. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.